Next up, we've got Szymanski with The Hermit.
Shut the windows, close each door. Don't need a reason to be ignored. Living out the day on my own. Cut the cord to the great outdoors. Stay inside, miserable and bored. Living out my day all alone. I'm a hermit and I can't quit. I'm a hermit. I'm a hermit.
I really appreciate all the polish that went into this production. You can hear it from the first line that he sings. There's this subtle vocal layering technique here that I think thickens the vocal and becomes more obvious at the end of the first line, where the high harmony part runs like a little longer than the lead vocal and kind of sounds like a reverb tail or a bit of an echo. I think it's great if you're, you know, we were talking about doubling vocals and stacking vocals. Sometimes you want them really stacked tightly where there's not a lot of wiggle room between them. And sometimes it actually sounds pretty good when there is a tiny bit of wiggle room and you can hear one of the stacks peeking out from the others. And I think it works in this case.
Our listeners can hear my face scrunching up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Make those doubles tight. Bringing in the rest of the band after the first chorus and giving us an instrumental section is another effective trick that I feel like he uses in the song that I admire. And for all the work that went into polishing the production, I think there's at least one overlooked piece of low-hanging fruit in the lyrics where they didn't, you know, scan as well as I might like. So the line goes, "Try to reach me on the telephone, you'll be sent to the busy tone." And that line, "you'll be sent to the busy tone," the word "sent" is drawn out kind of strangely. And, you know, the word "sent" ends with a T and the word "to" starts with a T. So like when you double a consonant like that, I think they call that gemination, which leads to some kind of weird mouth movements you have to do to get those two T's next to each other. I think a fix would just be to make the line something like "you'll get nothing but a busy tone" and avoid those T's, and maybe the prosody would be a little better. I also note that the crunchy guitar that comes in on the second chorus I really like, with more sort of clever arrangement building that I think he utilizes there. And there's a subtle sort of telephone effect on the vocal in the bridge that makes it stand out and kind of pop out a bit more than it would have otherwise. So there's a lot of great production tricks in this song, and that's one of the things I admire about it.
I'm getting a lot of Ben Folds 5 vibes, and I'm a fan. "Cut the cord to the great outdoors" is a hell of a line, and "Undisturbed, Unperturbed" is also a hell of a rhyme. You know, he's singing about something pretty mundane, but he's doing it in a way that's really detailed and really super picturesque. So it kind of works. Dynamics are great. Arrangements, pretty cool for me. I am hearing a couple things that aren't quite my favorite. He's got like this kind of vocalization with no words in advance of the bridge that feels like it was just kind of phoned in, for lack of a better term. And also I'm noticing a lot of his interludes feel longer than they need to be to me. But overall, I would just like to echo a lot of what Chumpy said about the vocals and their production and the choices with the bits in the back that kind of pop out here and there. I thought that worked extremely well for this song in particular. Not always an ideal choice, but here I think it serves the song really well.
I'm happy to say that both of you are wrong about that, that it doesn't work well. So I thought there's beautiful piano work on this song. And I'm not sure that beautiful piano work goes well with his signature vocal stylings, at least not on the very first verse. But the problem is the backing vocals aren't tight as a unit, and like each backing voice is putting its own character and its own spin on things. And I don't think that's good. I think it's a bit distracting. And like there's times when the backing vocal note goes down, and it'd be fine if that were the lead vocal. But when it's also not happening in the lead vocal, and the lead vocal is doing its own lead vocal work, and then the backing vocals are trying to do lead vocal work. That's not what backing vocals are for, and I think it's distracting. And it's kind of like the problem with the Boolie Crosser song. I mean, it's because we have these very expressive vocals, these very character-driven vocals. The backing vocals are generally there, at least in my experience, to complement a lead vocal. These instead are going off and they need to be reined in to do service to the lead. Jerkatorium does a lot of backing vocal work, a lot of backing vocal harmonies. And I more or less treat backing vocals like another instrument instead of another lead vocal. And I think that in general, that's the best approach to take. For this, I thought it was distracting. We have 2 out of 3 here people who did not feel that way. So take that how you like. But I thought that it was all noodly and bonkers and going off in different directions, and that was not good. Otherwise, the song is a great effort. The lead vocal is so talented and expressive and really enjoyable. The lyrics aren't really super interesting, and there's no real development and no story or anything, and it doesn't really even fit the spirit of the challenge, I didn't think. But the amazing lead vocals just really, you know, make this song when it comes right down to it.
You can get away with a lot when you sound like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think there should just be one lead vocal instead of 3 lead vocals singing at the same time.
Duly noted.
Hard disagree, buddy. Yeah. This is well, how I would have asked Tom to do it on the Boolie Crosser song.
Yes. Well, when my rankings... Oh, wait, never mind.
Get wrecked. All right.